Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 8th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Yuma, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Ches. The Avodah each day in the Mikdash started off right at the crack of dawn with what's called Trumas Hadeshen, taking the ash from the Mizbeach. That was a ceremony done every single day, regardless of how much ash there was on the Mizbeach. The Kohen would take in the frying pan some coals, about equal to a handful, a fistful. He would take it from the fireplace on the Mizbeach, take it down and put it on the east of the ramp. This process or this mitzvah was called Trumas Hadeshen, and our Mishnah is going to tell us that on Yom Kippur and on Yom Tovim, it was done at a different time, not at the crack of dawn, not at Alis HaShachar. Every day, the Kohen would take the ash off the Mizbeach, and at the call of the rooster, or close by, ben lefon or ben lachar, either a bit before or a bit after. There is actually machlokes what this word gever means. Some say it means the rooster, as we said. Others say that it means at the calling of the man, of the announcer. There was a person who would announce in the Beis HaMikdash saying, "Imdu kohenim labedaschem, get up kohenim for your work." And that would mean then the call of the announcer. According to the Rambam, this was done, as we said before, Mishalom at HaShachar, at the crack of dawn when the pillar of dawn was up. B'yom HaKippurim mechatzo is, however, on the morning of Yom Kippur, this ceremony of Trumas Hadeshen was done at midnight. What's the reason? Gemara explains this is because the Kohen Gadol should not feel weak when he does the Trumas Hadeshen at midnight. He does it as early as possible then. Others say that the Tosfos writes that from here it's mashma that even the Trumas Hadeshen, which was an avoda of the night, could only be done by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore they made it earlier. So to give him a bit of a break, he's got a long day ahead of him. However, others say that the Trumas Hadeshen could have been done by another Kohen. And what the Gemara means is that why did they make it earlier? They did it earlier simply so that the Kohen Gadol can have everything in its place ready for starting his Avodah when the Amud HaShachar rises, before he gets more hungry. Uvor HaGolim on Yom Tov, when there were a lot of Korbanos being brought and there would be a lot of ash on the Mizbeach and many people would come early to the Azara, to the temple courtyard, then it was done even earlier. Me'ashmura harishona. Then it was brought forward right back to the first watch. That means the end of the first third of the night. The night is divided into three watches. So me'ashmura harishona means at the end of the first watch. So if it was a perfect night from 6 to 6, that would be at 9. At 10 p.m., that would mean right after 10 p.m. if it was a perfect night, because the three watches would end at 10, 2, and 6. So that would be at the end of the first watch. And that would be done on Yom Tov. That's when they would do the Trumas Hadeshen. V'lo hoiso kriyas hagever magas, atsha hoiso azor melei Yisrael. And the rooster would not cry before there would be a full azorah. The whole temple courtyard would be full of the Yidden who had come to bring their korbanos immediately after the Tomit Shel Shachar, after the morning Tomit. So the Mishnah is telling us how full the Azara would get during the Regolim, during the Yom Tovim. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We're going to learn more about the Trumas Hadeshen. How did they determine who's going to get the job to do the Aveda? Only one person could do it. Now, the Kohenim were divided into 24 Mishmaros, in 24 groups. Each week, another group of Kohenim would work. And in that group, they would be further divided into families. So each family of Kohenim, each family group of Kohenim would serve on one day of the week, on 6 days of the week. And then in each of the 6 days of the week, there'd be another family group. However, on Shabbos, they would all join together and do it. There were the various jobs that were done each day were divided by lottery amongst the family that was working on that particular day. However, Trumas Hadeshen, as we'll soon see, was not done through a lottery. Rather, it was done, as we'll soon see, first come, whoever gets there first. Barishayna, says the Mishnah in the beginning, Kol Misharotza Lisrim is Hamizbeach Torah. Any kohen from that family of who's serving that day, that wanted to do Trumas Adashin, that wanted to take a bit of the ash off the altar and put it on the left-hand side, anyone who wanted to do it, Torah, could do it. The Gemara explains that even though normally they did do a lottery for all the Avodas, this particular service, there was no lottery because it was done so early in the morning. It was done Alois HaShachar, the crack of dawn, and you had to get up early. So if they would have made a lottery, Kohenim might have not wanted to give up their sleep for the slim chance of getting a job of doing the Trumas Adashin. So that's when they established, they said, well, whoever comes there first will get it. And then people indeed, there was a race to get there. Ovizman Shahin Marubin, and when there was a lot of Kohenim that wanted to do this mitzvah, then Rotzin V'Olin V'Kevesh, they would run up to their ramp, which was 32 amos long, V'Chol HaKoidem Eschaver Ba'aba Amos Zocha. And whoever got within the top 4 cubits of the ramp, close to the Mizbeach, they were the one who were entitled. They won the right to do Trumas Adashin. Now, Vimhoyu Shneim Shavim, let's say two arrived there at the same time, and neither of them will get the right to serve because they're both equal first runners. So what do we do? We make a lottery, but not just among those two, among the runners-up, but among all the Kohenim that are there. Once we make a lottery, we include all the Kohenim that were there. How did they do the lottery? So the Mishnah describes the following. Hamamuna Omelahem, the person in charge, would tell the people, the Kohenim that were standing there and taking part in the lottery, Hatzpiu, put out your finger. And they would count the fingers, because you're not allowed to count people. The Gemara explains that the Mamuna would come, that the pointer would come and take the hat off one of them to know where he started the counting from. And then he would pick a number, obviously a large number, much more than the number of Kohenim that were standing there. He might have picked a number 100, for example. And then he proceeds to start to count the fingers from the coin whose hat he's taken. And he keeps on going round and round and round until he gets to the number, if it was 100 or 100, whatever coin that landed on, he's the one who wins the right to do Trumas Adashin. This is, of course, explaining it according to the way that's what they put out. However, as we'll soon see, they did not put out a thumb, could not use a thumb. As the Mishnah now says, or Mahin Mitzin, what would they put out when the person charge said, put out your finger? Achas, Oishtaim, you can put out one finger, or you can put two fingers. There have to be two fingers that are next to each other. Sometimes it was hard for a person to put out one finger, so they would allow to be put out two fingers. But, V'ein Mitzin, Agudal B'Mikdash, what you cannot do is, you cannot put out you cannot use your thumb in the mikdash during any lottery. The Gemara explains this is because of the cheats, the ramoim. The time when the number would be getting close to the, when they've been going round and round counting, and they're getting closer to the end, so people might be sneaky, and they might work out, well, if I put up two fingers now, then the number will end up on me. So what this is to trick the person in charge, so he should count them as two different people, putting out a finger and a thumb. And by that, he might have calculated that if he does that, the final number will end up on him. So to stop this type of trickery, they said, you're not allowed to use a thumb. A person puts out a thumb, it's not even counted. Not at all. You put out a finger, or as we said before in coming, you could put out two fingers if you can't put out one. Those two fingers, will be counted only as one finger. But that's fine, but no thumbs to be used. Interesting that we learned earlier on they take the hat off one of the Kohenim. Does that mean he stood there without a hat, bareheaded? Well, according to one opinion, yes, he did, and that's why it was done outside the Azorah. However, the Rambam seems to learn differently in Hilchos Tumidin, Perek Dalet, where he says that the person in charge would take the hat off one of them and put it back and return it back to him, which implies that he did it straight away. And the Kohen, the person in charge, just simply by taking the hat off the person, would have therefore a reminder from which Kohen he is going to start to count.